Hi there, my name is Dr. Shivana Naidu. I am a board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist. Over the course of my career, seeing and treating thousands of young patients and their families, time and time again, I am reminded of how confusing it is to navigate the system of mental health care. Who are mental health care providers? How is therapy going to help my child? Should I tell the school about my child's mental health issues? What is the real diagnosis? Is medication going to change my child's personality? These are all really important questions. When parents and patients ask me these questions, there are a million thoughts I want to share, but usually I only have 2 minutes left in the visit. Since I am back to back with patients, I don't always have the time to answer them the way that they deserve and the way that I really want to. So, this is why I started this podcast, to give you the information you need to help you think through the tough questions you are already asking, so that you can help your child in the best way possible. So join me, let's think it through with Dr. Naidu, child psychiatrist. Hi there, welcome to Thinking It Through with Dr. Naidu, child psychiatrist, episode 8, summer break from meds. As a child psychiatrist, most of my patients, I would say 85% of my patients, have ADHD and are on some kind of ADHD medication. If you're a parent of a child with ADHD, or if you're an adult that has ADHD, you know that some of these medications can be stopped over the summer and on weekends. But is it the best thing to do for your child? In this episode, I will help you think through the types of ADHD medications, which ones theoretically can and cannot be stopped for the summer, and how to think through stopping meds over the summer and restarting at the beginning of the school year. Sounds good? Now, just a gentle reminder. Just remember, I am not your doctor, okay? I'm not giving you medical advice or recommendations. In this podcast, I'm giving you information for you to discuss with your own doctor. So anything you hear here, please do discuss it with your own medical provider, okay? Also, I will be using the brand name and generic names for some typical ADHD medications. Please note that I'm not getting any money from any pharmaceutical company. I'm not getting any extra kickback or giving out coupons for any of these medications in my current clinic. And me mentioning them is not suggesting that I recommend any to anyone. So any name of any medication that I use is just for an example to make it relevant and relatable to you, the listener, but not meant to be considered an endorsement for a particular medication. All right? So let's get started. Now, if you or your child has ADHD or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, inattentive type, combined type, or hyperactive type, if you have ADHD, you probably know about the medications I'm going to mention here. But just in case you are new to medications, or a new patient or not sure about ADHD meds, let me just give you a basic primer about ADHD medications here. Okay, so there are two basic categories of medications for ADHD. One are the most well-known, the stimulants, and then two are the non-stimulants. The first category, the stimulants, are the ones that stimulate focus and are mainly for the inattention group of symptoms. Stimulants are quote-unquote controlled medications where parents may be concerned for addiction for their child. These medications work kind of like an on and off switch, or really more closely like a plateaued dimmer switch, slowly going on, staying on at a certain level for some time, then slowly dimming down, and eventually turning off. Stimulants are not narcotics. Narcotics are a class of medication which includes painkillers, opiates, morphine, and heroin, so it's not that. Stimulants are not the same. However, both stimulants and narcotics, if they're prescribed by a doctor, are still considered controlled, where you have to show your license and where the government monitors how much I prescribe of these medications and how many you as the patient pick up and how often you take it and refill it. So it's being monitored, okay? That's what it means by being controlled. And in this way, because it is controlled, if it's not taken correctly, and if you're taking it differently and not how your doctor has prescribed it, you could theoretically get addicted to them. This is the risk. And this is one of the risks I speak about with every parent and with every patient before prescribing a stimulant to make sure they're aware of this risk. These medications, as I said before, work like an on and off switch and do not need to be taken every day. These are the medications that patients may or may not take a break from if they choose, okay? The stimulant medications. In the stimulant category, there are two general families, the amphetamine family, or the Adderall family, and the methylphenidate family, or the Ritalin family. Whether or not one family is better than the other is a discussion for another time, but for this discussion, they are interchangeable, okay? A stimulant is a stimulant, regardless of what the name is. But just for you to latch this information onto some names that you may already be familiar with, in the amphetamine family, the Adderall family, you have Adderall, immediate release and extended release, Dexedrine, Avico, Adzenys, Dynavil, which is a liquid form, and Vyvanse. Okay, those are the general medications in that family, and there are newer ones being made every day. In the methylphenidate family, or the Ritalin family, you have Ritalin, Ritalin long-acting, or LA, Concerta, Focalin, immediate release and extended release, Metadate CD, Methylin, Aptensio, Cotempla, Jornay PM, which is a medication to take in the evening, and the Daytrona patch, okay? But as I said, every day it seems like new meds are being brought onto the market, but in general, this captures the names you may know of already to treat ADHD in the stimulant family. And again, I'm not endorsing any of the above medications, but these are the brand names that I want you to just be mindful of. So these are the medications that I mean can be stopped and started over the summer or on the weekends or on other breaks. In the other category, we have non-stimulants or non-controlled medications. These medications do need to be taken every day, and they kind of help with focus, but typically are better at the other categories of ADHD symptoms, the hyperactivity cluster and the inattention cluster. These medications are Capvay or Clonidine ER, Clonidine IR or immediate release, Intuniv or Guanfacine ER, Tenex or Guanfacine IR, and Strattera or Atomoxetine. Some doctors may also use or prescribe Wellbutrin or Bupropion for ADHD as well. But in general, these are the medications that are the non-stimulants that need to be taken every day because they do not work as an on and off switch. They build up, and they need to be taken every day to see the best effect. So these are not medications to stop in the summer. If your child is taking this medication, they need to take it every day. So, now that you have a rundown in general of ADHD medications, their categories, and the symptoms they work on, let's think through an example of what may make you want to stop them for the summer. Now, as a doctor, we use ADHD medications just for ADHD. However, very often, we have patients who don't just have ADHD. They have ADHD plus. Now, what does that mean? So for me, that means they have ADHD plus something else, like ADHD plus anxiety, ADHD plus ODD or oppositional defiant disorder, or most concerning, ADHD plus a mood disorder, such as depression or bipolar disorder or PTSD. For these kids, any kid with ADHD plus, we have to be extra careful when it comes to stopping and starting meds for them on the weekends, on the breaks, or over the summer. Because even though these medications are for ADHD and are there to help ADHD, oftentimes when we start ADHD medications, it also helps some other symptoms. For example, you may have a child with ADHD and anxiety, and their anxiety expresses itself as restlessness, fidgeting, overthinking, overanalyzing, and being immobilized in decision-making because they have this excessive worry. Now, for this child, a medication to manage their ADHD may significantly cut down on these symptoms. So when that medication is stopped, the anxiety symptoms may return. Does that make sense? So anytime you have an ADHD plus kid, you really want to think through the decision to give their brain a break over the summer. So make sure you talk to your doctor and don't just take it from me, okay? Now, I have had attendings or supervisors who absolutely do not advise taking a break off of ADHD medications for the summer or weekend or anything at all. So they would say that ADHD affects you 100% of the time. And that's whether you're in school, at home, driving, shopping, ADHD is still with you. Therefore, you should take your medication to help you in all areas of your life all the time. Now, I see that and I can understand that, but I also see and understand my patients. And my patients, 90% of them, they don't really want to take any medication at all. And 95% of the time, the parents of my patients don't want to give their kid medication at all either, even if it is very clear that those kids benefit from taking those medications. There are still reservations on the part of the parent and child about having a pill to begin with. So what does that mean? It means that people stop taking their meds. This is across the board for all medical specialties, for all medical conditions, and for vitamins too. I mean, let's be real. It's a pill. It's any pill. And when you don't take a pill consistently, it's called non-adherence or non-compliance. But really, at the end of the day, it's just really hard to form a habit and to keep a habit. And it's hard to make something happen every day, even if you are convinced that it's life-changing. So because I know kids and their parents will sometimes forget meds, or deliberately forget meds, I work with them to come up with a schedule that makes sense for ADHD stimulant medications, because I know the likelihood is that they're going to stop anyway. So that means they will have to learn to navigate their life at some point without ADHD medications. And that too is an important life skill, especially if they don't plan on taking meds forever. There are also some other reasons that you might want to have your child stop taking stimulant medications over the summer. Your child may have side effects, such as having reduced appetite or reduced sleep. These are the two most common and typical side effects for every stimulant medication there is, which sometimes does get better, but other times does persist. And if that is your child, a summer break may give them a chance to eat and sleep more typically. Your child may really only be taking this medication for focusing in school. And at home, taking or not taking the stimulant is really the same difference. So as a parent or patient, you may be thinking, well, for the summer, why should I take it at all? Your child may also be very physically active during the summer, doing things they love and they enjoy, and therefore they're focused on, naturally. Thus, they may not need that extra push of having medications on board for focusing. The main reason, though, that I advise, if we can, to take a summer break is really for the long-term potential of trying to use the lowest dose possible of a stimulant for as long as possible, because this reduces the risk of addiction and reduces the need to increase stimulant medications. If their brain gets a break off of these medications, then they have about 2 months without it. So when they restart the med, we can try to keep the dose as low as possible. And they may not need as much of an adjustment as if they were to take the med steadily throughout the whole summer. There are also kids who do develop a muted personality or more reserved and quiet personality when they take the stimulant. And for these kids and their parents, it's such a tough call. You know, their kid is not quite themselves when they take the stimulant, but they absolutely need the medication to focus and get through the school year. So for these patients, it really may be helpful to have a summer break without meds to get your kid back. Or it may be overwhelming because you forget for a bit what they were like before meds were started. It could go either way. Now, there are children who I do not advise to stop their stimulants over the summer. These, again, are kids who have ADHD plus, as I mentioned before, but there are also kids who don't do well when they stop the medication on the weekends. Because I usually advise if a kid is taking a stimulant and don't need the stimulant for everyday activities but just for school, to take their weekends off or to take their spring or winter breaks off. Again, to try to keep the dose as low as possible. But for these kids, if they cannot tolerate that, meaning if they get moody, angry, irritable, have headaches, seem to get aggressive, complain about foggy thinking, or have a reduced feeling of energy, or feel like if they take a break for 2 days and then they start again on Monday, the stimulant is not working as strongly as it did before, for these kids, I don't advise taking a summer break. I advise to continue it on board to just keep that level stable throughout the summer and the weekends and holidays. I also say for patients who have several different medical comorbidities, such as seizure disorder, and they're taking lots of other medications that they have to take every day, I typically do not advise that these kids take a break because these medications together can develop an equilibrium internally, and stopping and starting the stimulants can really disrupt this equilibrium. So for those kids, I don't say to stop the medication either. I also advise to really think about not stopping stimulant medication if you know that this medication helps your child socially, as there are several kids who are really impaired socially by their ADHD. These are the kids who don't realize that they interrupt other kids, they excessively talk and then bore other kids, that their energy can be really off-putting. For these kids, summer is really a great time to build their social skills, to make friends, to improve their self-confidence. And if they don't have the medication to help them really stop and think before interacting with others, not having the meds can really be impairing for them. So it may be good to keep the medication on board still. And finally, I do not advise stopping these meds if you know from the get-go that this medication helps your child and restarting it is going to be a battle. And you know your kid, right? You know how they feel about the medication, how hard it's been for them to be adherent or not. So you want to make sure that if your child's going to stop it, it's not going to really be a hard thing to restart it, because that's where the real struggle could really hurt them. You know, you don't want them to be starting and stopping in the beginning of school and putting them at a disadvantage. So let's think this through. You have a 10-year-old daughter who has pretty typical signs of ADHD. She's a little hyperactive, a little impulsive, and pretty inattentive. At first, you thought it was anxiety, but after she's been seen by a therapist and a psychiatrist, ADHD is the working diagnosis, along with some anxiety. She just finished fourth grade and is doing fantastically. She's going on to fifth grade after the summer, and it'll be her final year in her elementary school. Let's say, for example, that she's taking a combination of Adderall XR, a stimulant, for her inattentive symptoms, and Capvay, or Clonidine ER, for her hyperactive, impulsive symptoms. Because she's done well in school, you are really proud of her, and you want her to keep going and to keep doing well. But she has told you several times that it's kind of annoying for her to take these meds and really does not want to take them at all. But she knows it helps her in school. And it has. She wasn't taking meds in third grade, but this past year in fourth grade, it really has helped her tremendously, especially given the uncertainty of COVID, the online classes, and the stress of the pandemic. So now that it's summer, you think about what you need to do. She has her summer day filled with camp and activities, gymnastics competitions, and you really feel like you're not sure if she needs to take the stimulant during this 2-month period, but you worry about whether she may or may not want to restart meds in the fall. So what do you do? So the first thing you do is you talk to her, right? As a soon-to-be teen, getting her buy-in is critical to her doing well with and without the medication and to considering restarting it once her fifth grade has started. 2, you of course want to talk to the doctor giving her the medication. They may have their own recommendations and may completely disagree with her stopping the stimulant medication, but it's worth the discussion because as doctors, no matter what we say, we know that most parents do what they want to do anyway, but it's better to always be upfront and honest with your doctor, even if you disagree with them. 3, if you get the okay from your doctor, discuss this with your child and make a plan to respect her self-agency and stop the medication, not the non-stimulant medication, but the stimulant, for the summer. And it may actually improve her adherence for the fall because she has a chance to choose what she wants to do for the summer. 4, I would watch for side effects. Is she getting more or less moody? More or less anxious? How is her appetite? How is her sleep? How is her energy during the day? How is her focus and multitasking? And if anything is worrisome, please do make sure that you stop and see and talk to the doctor. But I just want to say a couple of words about restarting meds in the fall, because inevitably, I have parents and patients who get kind of excited to be off of meds, and then they really don't want to restart and would rather just see what happens for the first few months. Now, at the end of the day, with a parent or patient that I'm working with, we discuss together and we decide what is right for the child. But I think if this happens and the parent and patient again want to stop and see if she can handle it now that she's more mature, and they tell me they want to wait a couple months at the beginning of the school year, to me that speaks to some level of ambivalence about whether the medication actually helps their symptoms. Because if it really did help, this would not be a question. The family would not reconsider starting school without a medication. So I tell parents and kids that when it is the beginning of the school year, the academic piece is far less important than the organizational piece, which is figuring out what goes where, how to structure their homework time, how to interact with various teachers and classes and friends. And honestly, this is the hardest part about living with ADHD. It is inherently difficult for kids and adults with ADHD to take chaos and turn that chaos into a plan, to turn the chaos into categories, and the categories into carrots that can help create the motivation to cultivate calm. The core of ADHD that most affects people is making a plan and sticking with the plan. So at the beginning of the school year, that is the most important task, to make a plan and to try to work the plan to see if you can follow through, because it's calm enough that you can think through and create a plan. So for these families, and for you, if you and your family are considering stopping stimulants during the summer, please consider restarting these early on in the fall before you start school, to give your child the best chance possible to create a plan that works, and not wait for everything to creep up and pile up and then hope a stimulant will magically create a miracle and erase the pile up. It doesn't work that way. If a stimulant has helped in the past to keep your child on track, start your year on track with that medication. This way, your child will create the path and organization at the very beginning to stay on task. I would advise you restart at least 1 to 2 weeks prior to being back in school, so that way your child gets used to taking the medications again and this becomes a part of their morning routine. Because again, morning routines are also really helpful, so start the day right. Remember, no matter how confused, frustrated, overwhelmed, or uninformed you feel, I know that you are smart enough, brave enough, resourceful enough, good enough to do something about it. That's why you're here, right? So in this episode, Summer Break from Meds, I gave you my thoughts about the things to consider when deciding to give your child a brain break from stimulant medications for ADHD. Please remember, if you're thinking of doing that, please talk to your own doctor and discuss these ideas with them so that they can help you make the best decision for you. Thanks again for joining me in this episode of Thinking It Through with Dr. Naidu, child psychiatrist. I will think with you soon. Hi again, this is Dr. Naidu. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Thinking It Through with Dr. Naidu. Please remember that the opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and not representative of my job or any organization that I belong to. Please remember that the info provided in this podcast is not medical treatment or a substitute for medical treatment. Please always bring up these points with your own doctor and think it through with them too. If you or your family member are struggling with suicidal thoughts, please don't wait. Please don't hesitate. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK or text the Crisis Text Line at 741-741 or call 911 and bring yourself or your child to the nearest emergency room. If there's a topic that you'd like me to address or discuss in this podcast, or if you have any feedback for me to make it better, please do email me at drshivananaidu@gmail.com. That is drshivananaidu@gmail.com. I will think with you soon.